This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There you go. OTAs going on. I've always thought, Daryl, football is so overcoached. I think that the fact that these are voluntary workouts lends itself to part of that.
I don't know. I think there's Browns fans out there, Jeff, that would argue that the Browns are undercoached.
I'm sure that there are many fan bases that feel that way about their respective teams. That said, there is some value to be had in these workouts for certain players and certain position groups.
Like quarterbacks.
Yeah, and we're going to get into that coming up here at 10:40. And going to do it in a little different way, because I want to dig into Daryl's expertise on this situation. And you do have expertise on this, so I hope you enjoy it. So that's coming up in a little bit. What did you see when you were out there? And OTA access limited to the media, but that's okay. You know, I mean, that's okay. I do remember back in the day, and you'll be envious of this. No, you actually will. We used to be able to watch practice from beginning to end.
We watch practice from beginning to end.
Every day.
Oh, you mean, yeah. Right.
Every day.
Used to be able to dine in the cafeteria with the players, too, back in the day, too.
And not in my day.
Okay.
Yeah, not in my day.
I've heard stories.
Not in my day. But we used to be able to sit there and watch practice all the time. It was great.
We can do that in the off season, not so much during the regular season.
You could really pick up a lot, too.
We really get a lot out of those stretching sessions we watch during the regular season, you know, after we take our attendance.
But you did get to watch some things out there.
Yeah, we saw a few things.
What, if anything, stood out to you? Knowing that it's OTAs, it's voluntary, they're not in pads, and they're not doing excessive amounts of great football work.
Well, I'll say this. It's tempting to put people in Canton, Ohio after watching one OTA practice, that's for sure.
Who's on their way?
Mason Graham. Oh, man, tearing it up inside when they're not really blocking. And they're not really, you know, popping pads. I think that, and I mentioned this on X earlier in the week, the most noticeable thing for me was how good Shedeur Sanders looked in comparison to how he looked in rookie camp. Yeah. Now, I say that, he looked good in rookie camp, like he did. But you could just, there was a noticeable difference watching him on Wednesday versus what we saw the 2 days
from
of rookie camp.
From a physical standant, or from a, boy, it looks like he's...
Mechanics, the ball's coming out of the hand a little tighter, okay. Got a little more zip on it, tighter spirals, footwork, needs some work.
He's too early to tell if somebody's really into the playbook and knows what's going on?
Yeah, I felt like he had studied the playbook in rookie camp, too. Like, he looked like he knew what he was doing.
Terrific.
Out there. But just... You could tell that he's working.
Yeah.
And you can tell that the coaches are working with him. They got to get the dancing in the pocket thing out of his system, I think. He has what I like to call happy feet. And that is...
We saw that a lot last year, early in the season.
Well, and I understand why he had happy feet last season, because his offensive line was hot garbage.
With no running game to help him.
Right.
Or at least not the kind of running game you'd really want to have help him.
Right. But like when you're doing drills where it's like a 7-on-7 and there's no pressure and you've got happy feet doing those drills, because I think mentally in his mind, he's like anticipating that there's actually pressure there that he's having to deal with.
Sure.
I think
he's been programmed for that.
Right. The circumstances are what they are.
Sure.
And hopefully those aren't circumstances that are going to follow him to the NFL. Hopefully the Browns are able to provide him better protection. But like, I just caution people when it comes to the whole Shedeur hype right now, that I don't feel like the Browns have the sense of urgency to play him that all the national talking heads want to talk about, him winning this quarterback competition, and he's got to be the favorite, and this, that, and the other. Because, quite frankly, you just don't have any idea what the Browns really are up to and what they're thinking and how they're going about doing things. I really feel like they want to develop this kid the right way, Jeff. And they don't want to put him on the field.
And Daryl, good for them.
Right. Isn't a criticism.
I'm with you completely on this because, and let's throw Dylan Gabriel in there too.
Yeah.
If you thought either one of those guys was a slam dunk quarterback option.
You probably weren't using third and fifth round picks on them.
Thank you. That doesn't mean you can't develop guys and have them become good NFL quarterbacks.
Right. So I think that I see the potential in Shadur, okay? I'm not sitting here saying that this kid can't play.
We're going to dig into this a little bit more coming up in a bit.
But let's slow the roll here.
Okay.
He's number four on the depth chart. There's some tangible talent there, but I really believe they want to develop this kid the right way, and they want to put, when they put him on the field, Jeff, it's in a situation where he can be successful and they're not just throwing a kid to the wolves.
They brought in a lot of young wide receivers because you have four quarterbacks who are throwing passes. You need more wide receivers, and they brought some in. Are you surprised that they brought in young guys who, you know, they signed out of rookie camp,
right,
as opposed to maybe adding a veteran body or two from some free agents who are still out there and available? For instance, Keenan Allen is still out there, DJ Chark, who I like a lot, and guys I wouldn't mind having on this team for depth. Instead, they went young. Anybody step out to you at the wide receiver spot who you think, that guy might have a chance to stick?
Well, I mean, he's not a young guy, but like Jerry Jeudy caught it at anything that was thrown within like the same area code of him.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he put on a show
he
on Wednesday.
Good.
Yeah.
With every quarterback?
Yeah.
I think that's key and that's great.
Yeah, and so I think somebody asked him, he was talking while the quarterbacks were talking, and I thought I saw something he was asked, something along the lines of, you know, I don't know, do you have a favorite quarterback right now or who threw it best or whatever? And he's like, yeah, I'm not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Not going there. You know, I know
smart
what you're
move,
going. Yeah, not going there. Know what you're after, whatever. I think that there's a couple of reasons why they're not going the veteran route right now. I think this is a big year for Cedric Tillman. I think this is a big year for Michael Woods. I think this is a big year for your long lost favorite David Bell, right?
That's Andy's. Mine is Cedric.
Yours is Cedric. Okay, it's hard to keep track of you two. I know. You both love your receiver room. That's one thing I know about you both. You can't get enough.
I don't love it because it's lacking.
But this is a year.
I do like Cedric Tillman and his physical attributes, Daryl, are worth, you know, paying attention to.
Yeah.
And he looked so good last year with Jameis throwing him the football before the concussion. And I feel we were all cheated last year because he got the concussion and missed, what, 6 games?
Yeah.
Because he looked like he was on his way to answering the question, can this guy be a real productive wide receiver? He looked really good.
Yeah, Jamari Thrash is another guy. I think it was a 5th-round pick.
Yeah.
And
sometimes you see guys step up at wide receiver who were later round picks and really become something.
Yeah, so I get where you're coming from about wanting another veteran in that mix. But
and could that still happen toward the end of training camp? Somebody gets cut loose, like Gabe Davis is still a free agent.
I mean, I think it, you know, when you get toward the end of August there, right? But I'm going to caution people because I remember these days. You know, the Browns would claim a player on waivers at the on cut down day or whatever. They get awarded a player, I should say, on right. waivers on cut down day. And fans would be like, ah, that guy's in for like a mega season and he's going to really put, and it's like,
he gets cut by week two.
He got cut. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm reminded of the old GM adage. There's a reason guys are available and you have to remember that. But I think that
if there's enough depth on this team now.
They want to get these kids reps, Jeff. I think that's what they're going for.
And see if maybe they find one or two guys out of this.
Similar to the quarterback situation, right? I mean, Kevin's splitting these guys up on Fields and that. They got to get these young wide receivers some reps and find out what they have at that position, not named Jerry Jeudy or even Cedric Tillman. I think Cedric's a known quantity. I know you said you felt a little cheated last year because he missed the time with the concussion.
I
think that there's a part there where he's like a known quantity.
I would agree, Daryl. I just think it's too bad that he had the concussion
because he could have
solidified his spot as the number two or number three wide receiver on this team. How about Deontay Johnson?
Well,
because Daryl, he was really good in Pittsburgh for a while.
Need to see him first.
True.
needs to be on the field for me to have an opinion.
Do you like the concept of Deontay Johnson? And do you?
I don't know yet.
Guys who spend a year bouncing between three teams.
It's not great.
And no, it's not.
There's a reason for it.
He was okay in Carolina, though. I understand why Carolina moved on. Because he was on a one-year deal, and they thought, all right, he's doing okay. Let's trade him. We can get something for him because we're not going to bring him back next year.
Yeah.
I get that.
I got to see him.
Does he answer a question, though?
I need to see him before I can give you an honest view on that. I got to see it. didn't get to see it this week. And again, this is all voluntary, and I don't have any hot takes about who was there and who wasn't there and why they weren't there, what country they were in or what. It's voluntary. Kevin said it like eight times on Wednesday, reminding him it's voluntary. There's, Meredith in the jump. She's mentioning other guys that, either aren't there because of injury or what. It's voluntary.
Do you think it bothers coaches when guys don't show up?
Oh, 100%.
Even though Kevin says voluntary, inside he's thinking, God, I wish he was here.
They just gave Myles Garrett $40 million a year. You mean the guy couldn't show up for OTAs? And again, I'm not criticizing Miles because I don't care. I don't have a dog in the fight. Doesn't matter to me. Okay? He is what he is. We all know what he is. He's a future Hall of Famer. He's paid to sack quarterbacks. Okay?
And he does.
Which he does.
Yep.
So, really, does he really have to be there? Like, kind of like Joe Thomas late in his career, right? Joe Thomas don't need to practice. He's Joe freaking Thomas. Joel Bitonio. He's Joel Bitonio. He didn't need spring football practice.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So Myles Garrett really doesn't need spring football practice. But then there is that like sliver in me that understands why some people might feel the way they do about Miles and leadership. And he should be there as a leader just to set the example, yada, yada, yada. I get it. I'll hear that argument. But I just can't work myself up over someone not showing up for voluntary work. I'm at the age where voluntary work is not a thing to me. I'm not showing up unless I need to be there. Unless I'm getting paid, I'm not going to be there. That's just where I am in life. And so,
let me throw a thought to you from a friend of mine. Back in the day when I was working in Texas, and this is perfect for you on this, and I think it's perfect for these guys too. A friend of mine, and she was an experienced news reporter who was in our silly little town because her husband was a big-time reporter in Houston.
Right.
She wanted to keep working. And our news director said to her one day, hey, can you come in on Saturday and run the assignment desk or something like that? And she looked and she said, what are you going to pay me? And he said, well, no. She said, sorry, I work for a living, not for a hobby. And that's... and she was right. And in guys who don't show up for OTAs... You want me there? Make it mandatory. I'll show up.
Right.
If it's voluntary, I don't have to show up. Daryl touched on some Shedeur Sanders thoughts. The Browns coaching staff has four real things to figure out about these quarterbacks, and we're going to do that next. Daryl and I are going to break it down. What really is Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco? or Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders? Next on Baskin and Phelps, Daryl's in for Andy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.